It didn't take but a minute for Bernie Sanders to suggest Democratic rival Hillary Clinton was a liar as the pair clashed Thursday night in yet another debate. From there, the night raced to a close-quarters brawl in Brooklyn. Sanders hit Clinton on trade deals and foreign affairs. Clinton hit back by pointing to Sanders' disastrous interview with editors at the New York Daily News. It was the feistiest debate yet, and the night could leave each candidate badly bruised as they hobble toward another 2 months of primaries. The increasingly acidic tone of the Democratic primary barreled into Brooklyn as the two debated for a ninth time. After months of benign and at times banal debates on substance, the Democrats have finally started to catch up with the Republican counterparts in terms of pointed jabs. The increasingly antagonistic tone of the race mirrors Sanders' increasingly difficult pathway to winning the nomination. To be fair, Democrats are still miles away from the GOP brawl that has featured Donald Trump describing his genitals during one memorable debate. Still, it was a stunning start. "We're doing something truly radical. We're telling the American people the truth," Sanders began the night. It was a less than subtle suggestion that Clinton was not doing the same. Clinton came ready to parry. She then urged voters to read his transcript from a meeting with the New York Daily News editors in which Sanders was woefully underprepared. Talk about judgment. Talk about the kinds of problems he had answering questions about his core issue, breaking up the banks, Clinton said. Trying to shrug it off, Sanders repeated his claim that Clinton was too cozy with Wall Street, an industry she represented for 8 years as a senator from New York. Yet when asked for an example, Sanders could not. "Secretary Clinton was busy giving speeches to Goldman Sachs," Sanders said. Clinton, who collected hefty checks as a speaker, said Sanders was simply wrong. "This is a phony attack that is designed to raise questions when there is no evidence or support," Clinton said. "He cannot come up with any example because there is no example." Gone was the once civil tone between the Democrats. Bitter sniping from Sanders has driven the race in recent days. He called Clinton too ambitious and unqualified to be the president. Clinton has responded by casting him as a pie-in-the-sky idealist with zero understanding of how Washington actually works. Their supporters are digging in, urging them to continue their fight all the way to the Democrats' nominating convention in Philadelphia. "Does Secretary Clinton have the experience and intelligence to be president? Of course she does, but I do question her judgment." He went on to criticize her record on trade, foreign policy, and campaign finance. "I don't believe this is the kind of judgment we need to be the kind of president we need." Clinton laughed at Sanders' suggestion that she was unqualified. "I've been called a lot of things in my lifetime. That was a first," Clinton said. "President Obama trusted my judgment enough to be Secretary of State." The debate, broadcast on CNN, is likely the last time the pair will meet. The negotiations over the debate itself played out publicly, with the typically behind-the-scenes dealing becoming a proxy fight for the Democratic Party itself. Officials at the Democratic National Committee were exasperated by the whole process and were only half-heartedly considering adding more debates between the two warring candidates. The Brooklyn Brawl, as it was half-jokingly named by campaign aides, was expected to be the toughest yet as the debate approached. With New York's primary looming on April 19th, Clinton and Sanders have little time for polite indifference, and Sanders is running out of ways to capture the nomination. Clinton aides are bracing for a tough night, but are also counting on Sanders to overstep. Going full tilt negative against female candidates seldom works, and Sanders has repeatedly shown a tin ear for that dynamic. With Clinton ahead in the pledged delegate count by 251 and overall by 689 delegates, not to mention the popular vote by more than 2.3 million votes, Sanders' path is clearly narrowing. Clinton advisers remain confident that they will capture the nomination, and the candidate herself has started spending more time considering the Republicans. Sanders loyalists have started working to undermine Clinton's delegate advantage, looking to pressure her backers into switching sides. Clinton aides in private have been critical of that move and point to 2008, when Clinton failed to win the nomination but went to the floor of the convention to lead Democrats to nominate one-time rival Barack Obama by acclamation. No one is expecting Sanders to follow suit. This article posted by Philip Elliott.